AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Saudi Arabia says there's been measurable progress in getting more food aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, ABC's Christian Cordero says there's movement in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas that are taking place in Cairo, Egypt.
The Wall Street Journal reports the potential deal includes around 20 hostages being released in return for Israel releasing an estimated 500 Palestinian prisoners and allowing 300,000 people to return to northern Gaza.
The New York Times reports top Israeli officials believe they could face arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court in the near future as pro-Palestinian protests continue across the U.S. The weekend's extreme weather is blamed for five deaths, four of them in Oklahoma, one in Iowa, and no arguments today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial. ABC News has learned he met Sunday with Florida governor and former rival Ron DeSantis. This is ABC News. A district attorney in upstate New York is now facing an investigation after apparently trying to get herself out of a speeding ticket. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says Monroe County DA Sandra Dorley was caught on a police body cam video at her home after refusing to pull over for a traffic stop.
Dorley admitted she was speeding.
I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Eventually, she told the officer to write her a ticket.
I'm the one who prosecutes it, okay? Just go ahead and do it. Go ahead. You know what I've been dealing with all day? Three murders in the city. And do you think I really care if I was going 20 miles over the speed limit?
Now, New York Governor Kathy Hochul has referred Dorley's case to the Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, saying Dorley has undermined her ability to hold others accountable for violating the law.
An unusual roundup east of Seattle, four zebras got loose from their owner's trailer on I-90. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in person, showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump campaigns in Wisconsin next week, which suits Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler just fine.
The more they find out what Donald Trump is promising to do to Americans if he wins again, the more voters move towards Democrats.
Republican Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden visits Wisconsin so often because he's in trouble here.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon Thursday. Four Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Rays at AmFam Field. Milwaukee coming off a 15-5 loss yesterday to New York. The Yankees' 6'7" Aaron Judge sliding into second, using his big hand to block shortstop Willy Adames' throw to first, but not called for interference. Pat Murphy.
In the judgment of the umpire, there was not interference intentionally. I think after they watch it on video, if you guys watch it, it's hard to say that he wasn't making an attempt, at least purposely obstruct.
NBA, no Dame, no Giannis, and then no Bobby Portis after he was ejected. The Bucks losing last night in Indy, 126-113, now down 3-1 to the Pacers. Game 5 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. The Packers adding 11 new players in the NFL draft.
It's a long process that starts in the middle of the summer for our guys, and to get to the end of it and feel really good about helping your football team is a really good feeling.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Clouds early with gradual clearing throughout the day today. Our high 67 with wind out of the southwest at 15-25. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer 72 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. More Trump trials in Manhattan. We'll find out who's on the prosecution's witness list. Tune in, Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on your Madison dial. We're just kind of floating in here this morning, kind of overcast and dreary.
It was
raining. Not a happy morning at all.
No. Depressing?
Yeah, depressing as
cloudy
hell.
Cloudy and overcast.
It's all about what you make of it, John.
Oh, please.
That's right, your attitude, right? You wake up, this is your attitude for the rest of the day.
It's Monday. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult after, a nice weekend. I was amazed at how much rain there was when I stepped out the door up in Baraboo. I'm still up there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Getting ready to move in a couple of weeks. But, yeah, there was rain in buckets when I went
this
out.
This morning?
This morning.
Wow.
And then there was fog on the way in. It was crazy.
Yeah,
and
it's drying up down here.
Yeah, I know. Closer I got to Madison, the better it got. So,
because, it's all good. Because that's Madison. You just described it.
That's it.
The better and better it gets, the closer and closer you get to Madison.
It's the crown jewel of Wisconsin.
It is.
The capital.
Hey, I tried something new this weekend. You asked me what I was doing this weekend.
What were
you doing? The big surprise for me was simply asking Alexa to play WMDX. Guess what? Plays.
Does it?
Just like that.
So if we say, Alexa, play WMDX.
Yes, and it says WMDX. Boom, and it's there.
So if anybody has their radio on right now and, their Alexas are lighting up with WMDX, right?
Right. If you say Alexa too loudly in your kitchen or something like that, it's going to turn on and it could do anything. It could ask you a question. But right now, we're seeing it so loud.
Okay.
And possibly if, you've got a kid in the room sleeping or something like that, too bad.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. All right. Alexa, play some loud music for me.
It's great.
Yikes.
We need to get that in here, in the studio here. We talked about it.
Well, I'm working on my AI device. I really haven't had a chance. Now, that's what I should have done this weekend, just sat back in the chair programming my little
AI.
Fairy AI.
What?
Whatever.
You have a.
I mean, it's
what
just,
do you have?
See
what are you talking
see
about?
What I don't like? I showed you my AI.
You did. What's her name again?
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I can't remember
AI?
What it is. But
you can't even remember her
I
name.
I can now. It's name of the. It's also the name of the app. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about what I showed you. It's this nubile girl, and it's just, it's not something. Hey, look, it's not something I want. I want a mature woman, right, in our studio giving us advice. Right. I don't want, some teenager that looks underage.
Where
John, you're digging yourself a deeper hole.
I know, this is really bad, isn't it?
Keep digging.
But it's just one of those things, right? You don't want you want somebody with maturity. You don't want to sit there and look at somebody scantily dressed.
Well, wait. You set this up. You downloaded it. It just showed up?
No, it's fine. It's fine. I started thinking about it because they didn't give me a body choice on this thing. They give you face choices, clothing choice, color, hair choices, but they didn't give me the body choice.
John, I think this app is meant for people who are like, you know, into that sort of thing.
Maybe that's true. Maybe I should have made a better selection. I'll keep looking. At least I haven't subscribed to this yet.
Oh, okay, so it's a free thing, and you're testing it out?
It's a free thing, and they won't let you test it out unless you pay money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that was also a surprise. I at least wanted to see what the answers would be to some of the questions, and you don't get any of that. Mm. She texts you, not on the actual text app, but in its app. It just gives you texting answers and I can't get a feel for this thing unless I paid. And I'm not going to do that unless I, now if I can change the body choice.
What is it you don't like about the body choice?
It looks, you know, sick and perverted. I mean, I'm a senior guy looking at this. Who needs that? No one needs that. That's
all right.
Looks bad. It's the appearance.
Okay. Well, perhaps you should select a different, thing to download.
I'm gonna keep looking.
Companion.
I'll keep looking.
My online companion.
AI companion.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's Monday, April 29th.
Shouldn't have gone there.
Tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow is a big day.
It is?
We will have been on the air for 6 months exactly tomorrow, if we make it that far.
So you finally compiled the information and you came up with it 6 months.
Well, we started on October 30th, of last year.
Let me write that down.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what episode number we're on, but it's approximately 150, I think. Maybe more. Monday through Friday. I don't know. You do the math. Sam, we were going to track this episode. What episode
it was? I'll count it up later. We'll see.
Okay. So what did you say it was?
October 30th.
I know that, what month?
It's 6 months tomorrow.
6 months, okay. Yeah. That's what you
October,
said.
October, November, right. December, January, February, March, April.
All right.
6 months tomorrow. Okay?
All right.
We'll have a big celebration. But today's a different thing.
All right.
Today... it's the day before the six-month anniversary. That's all it is. It's cloudy today, mostly cloudy. A little rain this morning, but it looks like most of that's out of here. 53. Do we have the weather roulette wheel standing by for today's high temperature prediction? Can we do that? All right, let's spin the wheel. Round and round it goes. And where it stops for the high temperature for today is going to
be
66. Will be the high temperature for today. Nice day for a protest at the UW Library Mall. You might want to take a raincoat along just in case, but they are going to have a protest for divestment, a rally for Gaza on the UW Library Mall. It's scheduled for 9 a.m. this morning in solidarity with all the co-strugglers for free Palestine, according to the information that they put out.
When this university would react to the nationwide protest that's going on.
Well, and we've got a little bit of that a little bit later on in the show from The Daily Show. They kind of put it all in perspective. All these protests across the country that have been going on the last couple of weeks. Good piece on that. Let's go to the National Day Calendar.
All right.
See what's going on today, Monday, April 29th. It's which one of these days does not belong? Right. National Shrimp Scampi Day. National Peace Rose Day. National Zipper Day. National Umbrella Day. Which one of those days does not belong?
It's not National Umbrella Day.
You are correct, sir. You are correct, sir. Yes. It is not.
All right.
Well, although maybe
fantastic.
It should be.
It should be because it's going to possibly rain.
National Shrimp Scampi Day. Do you like shrimp scampi, John? Sam, how about you?
You really like don't remember it much.
I like it.
I'm not really into
my
shrimp.
Girlfriend Sophia really likes it, and I don't think I had ever had it before I met her.
Mm-hmm. Well, National Shrimp Scampi Day gives us a tasty way to celebrate. On this day, we honor the delicious dish of shrimp cooked with butter, garlic, lemon juice, and white wine. Scampi is a culinary term or culinary term for small lobster known as
scampies.
Nephrops, also known as, oh boy, I'm getting
scampies.
Into langoustine.
Oh, why are you doing this?
Dublin, yeah, never mind. And the day is wholly dedicated to a buttery, garlicky, lemony, and wine-sauced preparation of shrimp. That's all you need to know. Let's move on. Okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about Zipper Day. What would we do without zippers?
Wow, man. Broken zippers.
Why did they always break? You know, you can buy the best zipper lined coat, whatever.
Right.
They always bust. Yeah. They always break down eventually.
They make those really heavy duty zippers, but they never really use them very much on clothing.
Mm.
Don't know why.
It was April 29, 1913, when the patent for the modern zipper was issued. 1913. The first attempt at creating the zipper came from the inventor of the sewing machine, Elias Howe. Received a patent for the automatic continuous clothing closure. That's what was the original name of it.
Oh, that's easy.
The automatic continuous clothing closure.
Wow. I kind of like that.
He never marketed his invention and missed the recognition that he may have received.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, big time. You know, way back then. What is it, 1906, did you say?
Well, yeah, but then they had 42 years later, Whitcomb Judson. My name's Whitcomb Judson. He began selling the clasp locker. That was the next name for the zipper. It took a while for them to figure out that the zipper should be called the zipper. Let's see if we
can
call
it. The clasp locker.
Yes.
Now, that's a part of the zipper that you move up and down, right?
Well, if you push it down,
here's
it locks.
Here's the thing. Yeah. When your zipper breaks, and that's usually the part that breaks, right?
Yeah,
you'd think they'd come up with an easy way to replace that little part of the device.
You would think.
You know, it would just clamp on each side, and you could, just replace it.
What are you going
to
do?
It's not that easy, because then you have to have a certain size clasp in order to fit over the kind of zipper that you have. Look, I have
done
this.
Get into the weeds on this.
I have really done this, and it's a nightmare.
It is.
It is. I was trying to do this to my jacket, one of my favorite jackets.
Yeah.
I could not find the right zipper clasp, and I'm still angry about it.
Guess so.
So anyway.
How to observe National Zipper Day. Wear something with a zipper.
There you go.
That's number one. You're wearing pants, aren't you? I have to check every day just to be sure. Yeah, you got pants on. Okay, that's good. It's a good day here at the John and Gordy Show.
Yes, you never know.
Try sewing a zipper into an article of clothing. It's harder than it looks, it says here. Explore zipper art. Zipper art. Wear your favorite zippered outfit. That's okay. That's all on Zipper Day.
Wow.
And we have Peace Rose Day to go, but I don't know if we have...
When is Peace Rose Day? I'm kind of curious about that.
I'll tell you. It's celebrated on April 29th because...
There are rose peace juice.
Honors a well-known and fruitful garden rose. The light yellow to large cream-colored flowers of the peace rose have slightly flushed crimson-pink petal edges. It's a hybrid tea rose that's hardy and vigorous and highly... So we're saluting a rose.
A hybrid rose.
A hybrid. French horticulturalist Francis Millend developed the peace rose between 1935 and 1939. Okay? Huh. So we salute the peace rose for today. And that's all we know on the Peace Rose. The Peace Rose.
1939?
Yeah,
France. That wasn't a good time for France.
I don't know why. It doesn't really say why they called it the Peace Rose, but we'll investigate further. 18 minutes past the hour. When we come back, coming up, Sam will crack open the history books for today, and we'll see what happened and who was born. Okay?
All right. That sounds good to me.
I'm in.
I'm there.
You and me too.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair. Shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxing, waxing. Give me down to there.
Hair.
Shoulder length longer.
Hair.
Here, baby, there,
there, mama.
Everywhere, daddy, daddy, hair.
Boy, they had a certain sound, didn't they?
Showing long as I can grow it, my hair.
That's when families were rock groups.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch.
Partridge Family.
Yeah, all those.
And
I can't think of any others.
I'm trying to think
this
of
this is the Cowsills.
The Cowsills, yeah. Oh, Cowsills. Okay.
Come on, this was a good version of this song.
Okay. All right.
So can you take a guess as to why I'm playing this song right now?
I already know, but go ahead.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't.
Well, maybe you should look at our planning document, John.
A planning document.
Yeah, exactly.
The outline, you mean?
Yeah.
The outline.
Today in 1968, Hair premiered on Broadway.
Mm. Yeah, naked people up on stage.
Yeah, pretty groundbreaking show for the time.
That was a sale job there. Yeah. Naked people.
Yeah.
What else do we got for today in history?
What else?
Ooh. Watergate. Nixon releases the Watergate tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a double album, I think.
Yeah, went platinum.
Yes.
Yeah. Parts of it were censored.
That's right.
Like 18 minutes of it.
Yeah.
That accidentally got erased. Yeah.
I wonder how that could have happened.
Yeah, well, they blamed Rosemary Woods, Nixon's secretary, and they had a picture of her. We should find this. How she accidentally erased it, and she's all kind of stretched out across the desk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very awkwardly. Yeah. Like, this is how it happened. And she went along with this.
I didn't realize they tried to, like, find a scapegoat for this.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
She demonstrated how she could possibly have erased that.
How she probably erased it, yeah.
Huh.
Although she had nothing to do with the taping system.
I just want to bring this up. I think this is really kind of interesting. Not so interesting, but a little.
Well, we'll be the judge.
I was not at all into politics at that time.
Really?
You know, I paid attention, but I wasn't an activist by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. You were. Gordy.
I was obsessed with Watergate.
You were, and that is so fantastic. So we got kind of two generations here of politics. You got out of politics.
I did.
And completely removed yourself from the scene.
Became a TV weatherman.
Exactly.
Politics involved
and
there.
And then I got into politics.
Yeah.
And now we have, like, you have the first part of history. I've got the second part of history, at least within our generation.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't
yeah,
that
I was.
Cool?
Yeah, it is kind of cool. I don't know why I was really that obsessed with it, but I had the news radio station on all the time, WBBM in Chicago, because there was just breaking news all the time during the Watergate hearings, and you could hear it all live, you know, and they had it on TV and radio, especially the Senate hearings and then the House hearings, you know, Howard Baker with the famous statement, who knew and how, you know, well. Now I can't remember it, the slogan. Let's see. What
it's
was
okay.
it?
Okay.
Who knows and how did it do? I'll have to look it up now.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on. Watergate's over. We've moved on to other scandals.
Interesting to know that, though.
Many scandals.
Yeah.
Okay.
1992.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that this isn't something that I learned about in high school.
Oh.
The L.A. riots broke out after 4 police officers were acquitted from the beating of Rodney King.
Yeah.
I didn't find out about this until all of the George Floyd protests. in 2020, which is kind of crazy that it's still happening 30 years later.
It was a huge deal because they had helicopter coverage. And they had the cameras.
See it all on TV.
You could see them. You know, it was awful. You could see him beating up Rodney King.
It was, and it was on every night. We saw that replay so many times. But you're right. It's something that just kind of replays over and over and over again. And at a time when everybody's saying that DEI is useless, we shouldn't have it anymore, that people should be judged by their character instead of their color. And they moved on to that. At least the megas have. We're still dealing with this. So apparently,
still a thing.
We haven't.
Systemic racism is still a thing.
We haven't taken systemic racism out of the loop at all.
Right. Back to Watergate for just a second. I found the famous statement here. I can't believe I didn't remember this. Howard Baker, who was a Republican, by the way, said at one point in the hearing, "What did the president know and when did he know it?" And that was
famous.
That was the big thing, because then they had revealed the tapes by then and it all unraveled. Okay.
All came to the
moving back on. Okay.
2018. This is TV history for you. The Simpsons surpasses Gunsmoke as the longest running scripted primetime show.
Thank goodness.
How many episodes have they had? That's,
let's see how many there are.
There was only something we could turn to find out this kind of useless information.
Episodes of The Simpsons have already run?
Yeah, up to now.
Well, let's see.
700 and this has to be out of date.
That can't be
out of date.
No. As of like 14 years ago, maybe, because it says it says in 2010. But,
oh, ouch!
So
it's got to be
quite
like 1500.
Quite a few episodes.
A lot. A lot.
All right. Yeah. Well, we don't want to go to Hey Google or anything like that. Oh,
I did. I Googled it, and this is what came up. Google isn't always
perfect the first time. Ask Alexa then.
No. Okay,
Hey Google.
How many Simpsons episodes have aired?
Let's see what
it comes up with.
Yeah, I got the same information.
Oh, no, that actually, well, Wikipedia.
765.
There you go.
April 21st.
Yeah.
As of last week, 765 episodes.
So sifting through this.
It's in its 35th season.
All right,
that's
there
like,
we go.
What?
That's more than 300 hours of animation.
That's a lot.
That is a lot, yeah. Got quite a few birthdays today.
Okay.
Let's go through them. William Randolph Hearst, you know who that is?
Yes. Rosebud.
Yeah. Citizen Kane, based Citizen off Kane. Of his life.
Yep.
Duke Ellington, born today in 1899.
Mm-hmm. Play Sir Duke.
I didn't even think about that. Is that who that song is about?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke, you bet.
Yeah. Willie Nelson, born today in 1933.
Wow. Yeah. Willie.
He's getting up there. And Jerry Seinfeld in 1954.
Okay.
We'll have to play the Seinfeld theme.
All right. We'll get to that.
Jerry.
His show is a lot like ours. Show about nothing.
Yes. Jerry's. You think so? We talked about this, didn't we? Jerry Seinfeld was angry that he didn't come up with a great last episode.
Right.
All right.
He's got a new show. With Jim Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan. I don't know what it's about, but I saw a preview of something.
It's like Toastums.
Toastums?
What? Frostless Toastums.
You think that's what it's about?
Yes, what? I think it is.
Okay.
It's not
we'll
big,
look into that, I
it's
guess.
Not, it's not what, an like, often discussed topic.
Toastums, all right.
Yeah, or Pop-Tarts. And it's Pop-Tarts without the frosting on.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Well, if there was only a device we could look things up, and, you know, do this immediate research on that we just meandered into, we'll look into that, so okay?
Everybody's Hey Google popped up on their phones listening to this.
That's good.
What is the new Jerry Seinfeld movie?
Jim Gaffigan. Throw that in there, too. Okay, it is 28 minutes past the hour. We're just getting going on a Monday morning. Rise and shine, shake a leg, up and at 'em, top of the morning to you. John and Gordy continuing, and when we come back, we'll get into the whole King Trump thing. King Trump.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's storm season in Wisconsin. Are you prepared? I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. You know, these windy, rainy days remind us that if you use power to get your job done, like many farms do, you better make sure that backup power is ready. Jeff Malkook is construction manager with A1 Electric in Monroe, says that farms have to slow down and make this a priority before you really need it.
Just making sure that your generator, if you're running one that's PTO driven, have it looked at once in a while. Every year would be great, but every couple years at least have it taken in, put on a load test, make sure that everything's still in operational order, not so that the day you need it, it is operational. And also be aware that, you know, as you do facilities upgrades, you should be looking at, okay, is my standby electrical system big enough to handle the loads that I've added?
Jeff Malkook with A1 Electric in Monroe, he says if you do rely on that generator, make sure that it's not running the entire farm at once. He says most of the farm generators he sees were never sized to run the milking equipment, ventilation equipment, feeding equipment, water system, and the entire house all at once. Jeff Malkook with A1 Electric in Monroe. So markets on a Monday morning in Chicago right now, pretty quiet on the crop side, pretty soft on the dairy side. Numbers are next.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 177 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was up a penny at 175, and AA butter gained a quarter of a cent, 297 a pound. This morning, the May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 12, 1791. June closed 11 cents lower at 1809. December new crop corn is unchanged this morning. November new crop soybeans are up a penny at 1176, and July wheat down 3, 618 a bushel. Just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand as we roll into a Monday trade session, the final Monday of April. I'm PM Yonke.
Clouds early with gradual clearing throughout the day today. Our high 67 with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 44. Tomorrow, sunshine and warmer, 72 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
were missing Mother England. They swore their loyalty until the very end. Anything you say, King, it's okay, King. You know it's kind of scary on your own. Gonna build a new land the way we planned. Could you help us run it till it's grown?
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM across your radio dial and across Civic Media's app. You can text us or give us a call that way, or even go on social media and check us out there as well.
Or you can call us, too, 608-879-8255, and you can also text us there.
That's right.
Love to see your texts.
Where are we getting... Get into before we get into the whole Supreme Court debacle that is taking place, we're going to talk about Pop-Tarts, right?
Yeah, we were talking about Jerry Seinfeld's new movie.
Yes,
Jim Gaffigan. It's called Unfrosted.
Unfrosted.
Yeah, and it's coming out May 6th, so just a few days.
I didn't know there was like a debate over whether they should put the frosting on these Pop-Tarts or not.
Apparently, it's the movie is about the rivals, you know, Kellogg's on one side, Post on the other, and they're both racing to come up with the ultimate frosted, toasted dessert or, you know, breakfast thing.
Yeah.
And so that's what the movie's about. I don't remember. Do you remember Jerry's other attempt at making a movie? The B movie? Remember the B movie?
Yes.
The B movie is what a cinematic masterpiece, I tell you.
It failed horribly. It was terrible. It was awful. But, well, you know, he's with Jim Gaffigan. I think they make a good pair. So we'll see.
This might Unfrosted. Work out. It has a topic, a subject. Yeah. And we'll see what happens. But I have to tell you, and just a little advice from the kids at home.
Okay.
They seem to like Toastems a whole lot better than Pop-Tarts.
Do they?
Yes.
Wait, so Toastems are an actual thing that you can buy?
Yes. They're the rival to Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And they have more in the container. Mm. They're thicker. They have more of the jelly inside. Pop-Tarts are a little drier, thinner, and not as good.
Yeah.
That's never the review I got from my Gen Zers.
Yeah. I was never really into Pop-Tarts. They just...
They look identical.
Plus, they were John. They look super that way, hot. But... When they come out of the toaster, it was just unbelievably
burn your mouth constantly.
Burn your fingers, burn your mouth. Yeah,
I'm too lazy to toast them usually. Usually I just eat them without. Plain,
oh yeah. No,
they're good that way.
That's disgusting.
They're really actually, why don't we just say they're really not that good, but they're good that way.
Okay, sure, John.
In a way.
All right.
Okay, let's get into the Supreme Court stuff here.
Do we have to?
Well,
really?
Yeah, what? We do.
Because I know they were all over the news last week with their big, you know, get together.
Isn't
there.
It funny how it just disappeared now?
I know. Yeah, over the weekend, it's gone.
The protests have replaced it, which is fine. But you know, we really have to remember that we're going to let this former president off the hook.
He's going to be king.
It's
a choice between having a king and a president.
Yes, I brought in a little clip from a New York Times opinion guy, columnist, and he was interviewed, and why don't we would just play this.
All right.
It's self-explanatory.
When there's just an enormous corpus of writing from folks who were actually at the Constitutional Convention, who were at state conventions, saying, early Supreme Court justices saying, like, obviously the president's not immune.
Right. Yeah, I pulled that from the Great Historian's Brief, kind of a collection of really, excellent historians put together a brief with the Brennan Center, basically like kind of laying out, here is all the evidence against the claim that the president is sort of criminally immune. But to be completely honest with you, even doing that feels like a silly exercise.
Yes.
To some extent, because it's just, to me at least, self-evident that the president is criminally liable for illegal acts. Like a president, if a president who has criminal immunity, so the president is a civil officer under the Constitution, if that person's criminal immunity, they are no longer a president by definition. They are a king, they are some other thing that stands above the entire system, but they're not a president. And so it's just sort of like system breaking to suppose that the president is above the law. in any sense. And so you can marshal all of this historical evidence. And I do think it's worth doing. It's worth showing in detail, right, that the people who constructed this thing thought a lot about this specific question and gave us pretty straightforward answers that don't really require any interpretation.
The other way I agree with you that it feels like shadow boxing is it feels like the fix is in.
The big tell, the giveaway, that they refuse to deal with the facts in question. Right, they refuse to deal with the actual situation
yes.
that we're facing. They're spinning these hypotheticals. Well, what if president, you know, is afraid of being prosecuted, and then they're going to stay in office? It's like, okay, yeah, what if? But like, what actually happened is that the president was defeated in an election and then refused to leave and summon a mob to overturn the process by which he is supposed to leave. This is happening because he tried to overturn the process. And so this isn't some sort of vengeful, you know, Biden, some vengeful Justice Department going after Trump because he signed some bills they didn't like. It's because he did something genuinely transgressive and system threatening. And the fact that the court just decided that this didn't matter. We're going to talk about abstractions and hypotheticals like this is a law school class. Is I think you're right. Yeah. It is the tell. It is telling us that the fix is in.
That's right. That's Jamal Bowie from the New York Times with Chris Hayes. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing observation. He did look through a little bit of the history and what historians were saying about all of this. And one historian said such a concept would be harmful to the basic intentions, understandings, and experiences of the founding generation, the founding fathers. Thomas Paine wrote, "In America, the law is king. For as in absolute governments, the king is law, so in free countries, the law ought to be king, and there ought to be no other." Charles Pinckney, a delegate to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, said, "No privilege of this kind was intended for your executive. The new president would be subject to criminal conviction." I don't know how much more proof you need out of this whole thing.
A couple of the things that they were saying, you know, what's the difference? If it's an official act or an unofficial act that the president is being called to question.
And it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter because he could just say, well, no, this is an official act because I said so. So, right. You know, that's out. And he could stage a military coup and he wouldn't be prosecuted for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless he's impeached.
Unless he's impeached. And then he has to be convicted.
If your party's in power in the Senate, then you can get off again, just like we experienced already. We already saw an example of what the problem might be in all of this.
Right.
One of the first Supreme Court justices said, "If the president commits any crime, he is punishable by the laws of his country, and in capital cases may be deprived of his life." And another one, "Forget the case before the court. The Republican-appointed majority worried about hypotheticals and prosecutions of future presidents. It was a farce befitting the absurdity of the situation." We have, could we go to cut 155 here? This is a law professor talking about that. Let's check that out.
Kate Shaw, it does appear that a majority in the court is ready to carve out some immunity for presidents.
That's right. And I do think that more than just timing is at stake here, right? So I'm a constitutional law professor. I have never taught my students about the doctrine of the criminal immunity of ex-presidents from prosecution, even for official acts. And that's for the very simple reason that there is no such doctrine, right? If the court chooses to create one in this case, it really does sound as though they will be creating it in order to protect Donald Trump rather than because anything in the text or structure or history of the Constitution supports that kind of doctrine.
That's right.
You know, another thing is, you know, if immunity, how would this have affected the Nixon pardon thing? Why was Nixon pardoned if he had immunity?
That's what they're debating. Why did that ever happen?
Why did that happen? Because he was criminally liable and he could be sent to jail. So,
and it's kept in check every president since the beginning of this country.
Right. Anyway.
Right? Yeah. And they want to get rid of it. Let's go to cut 148. This is Rachel Maddow basically making the same point, but in a better way than we are.
Rather than reject his claims of immunity from prosecution, like all the federal judges who have considered this matter before them have done, they instead will carve out some newly specified class of actions that are immune from prosecution if you're a president. And they will invent a test for deciding what counts as that kind of action by a president. And then they will send Trump's indictment, Trump's federal January 6th case, back through a whole new cycle in the lower federal courts to run his attempted overthrow of the government through the court's newly invented legal test that they are going to make for him in this case.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Wow. Now, one of the reasons we're going through all this today is because tomorrow we're going to have Jim Santel in. And Jim Santel is a lawyer who has a show here in Civic Media.
Amicus of Law.
Yeah, it's on every Saturday morning.
Here's the thing that we're going to ask him, why something like this can happen. How can the justices add something to the Constitution without going through Congress and the people? You know, we approve these amendments. Mm. They can't just make rules up and add them to the Constitution. And they have been doing this over and over again. Different ways of reading the Constitution. Now, these are literalists. They go by exactly what is written in the Constitution. And yet now they're using history to rewrite the Constitution. It's insanity beyond insanity. All right.
We got a text here, John, from, let's see, I can't see where it's from, but it says you don't even need the Senate to be in your own party. Just order the Proud Boys to round up family members of the Senate and force them to do your
there
will.
There you go. That's an easy way to do it.
The king can do that. Yeah, King Trump.
Okay. Yeah. Now, here's some more input. Chris Hayes said this was a genuine moment of gaslighting, and I know the term is wildly overused. Steve Vladek, April 25th, wrote, Justice Alito suggests that if former presidents are subject to prosecution after leaving office, they'll be more likely to seek to unlawfully remain in office after they're defeated for re-election. Semaphore reporter Dave Weigel, a great reporter, he said, I remember when Trump will illegally try to stay in office was a crazy thing that people talked about, you know, and it's not so crazy now. No. And another person, I'm sorry, Mr. President, you have no authority under the Constitution to relieve anyone's student loan debt. But as a consolation, you can murder people with impunity. Right? I mean, these are the crazy, wacky ways the court has come to some very unusual decisions, mm-hmm. right?
That's it.
I want to play this from the Lincoln Project posted this of Justice Jackson's commentary. If a president is immune from criminal prosecution, this is cut 145, a president would no longer feel constrained to follow the law. Let's check that out.
Let me put this worry on the table. If the potential for criminal liability is taken off the table, wouldn't there be a significant risk that future presidents would be emboldened to commit crimes with abandon while they're in office? It's right now the fact that we're having this debate because OLC has said that presidents might be prosecuted. Presidents from the beginning of time have understood that that's a possibility. That might be what has kept this office from turning into the kind of crime center that I'm envisioning. But once we say, no criminal liability, Mr. President, you can do whatever you want, I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
I respectfully disagree with that.
That's Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Right.
You know, with that.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, this isn't the only case, crazy case, that the conservative Republicans on the Supreme Court are judging at this point. Remember the warning from Hillary Clinton in a post that she did on Twitter X a few days ago. She said, breaking, the mega Supreme Court majority appears ready to rule that the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness doesn't extend to women with pregnancy complications or who otherwise need abortions. This is horrifying, and it is because of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Again, you know, there's an obligation, a federal law, basically, an obligation to take care of anybody who is in an emergency situation
right.
at a medical
center. Emergency room. Well, again, tomorrow we'll be talking with Jim Santel. He'll be our special guest. He's a lawyer. He has the podcast Amicus, a law review every Saturday morning on the Civic Media app. And we'll be talking to Jim about all this.
That's right.
Tomorrow. Coming up, Joe Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Great stuff. You'll hear it right around the corner.
All right.
We're going to elect a president.
No more kings.
He's going to do what the people want.
No more kings.
We're going to run things our way.
No more kings.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM.
We're listening to a little bit of Duke Ellington here because it would have been his birthday.
Sir Duke. Sir Duke. Yeah. Somebody you wrote, you don't even need to send it to be in your own party. Just order the Proud Boys. But here's the one that I really, can we return to Pop-Tarts debate?
Yeah, we're sick of it too. Yeah.
Well, I like that. Yeah.
But hey, you want to hear
somebody
some...
agreed with me, by the way. Okay. Toastums are better.
Well, I see. Okay. Why don't we bring them in and taste them for ourselves? Toastums versus Pop-Tarts. Let's get some in here. Get a little toaster and we can have a blind taste test. Sam will put a blindfold on you and you can taste test the Toastums and the Pop-Tarts.
You get to be the test subject. All right.
Yeah. Now we got to get a toaster. Okay. Is there a toaster in the building?
You really don't need it.
Okay.
He doesn't toast them.
Okay. Hey, let's go to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Okay.
Yeah, that was a big event. That was a lot of fun.
It was kind of fun to watch it live. Joe Biden had some comments, and let's hear what the president had to say here.
It's been a year since I delivered this speech, and my wife Jill was with me tonight, was worried how I do. I told her, don't worry. Just like riding the bike. She says, that's what I'm worried about. Of course, the 2024 election's in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old. Well, I feel great. I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
He was there.
Mm. Did you hear what Donald just said about the major Civil War battle?
Yeah.
Oh, Gettysburg. Wow.
Yeah.
Trump's speech was so embarrassing, the statue of Robert E. Lee surrendered again. But look, age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
I had a great stretch since the State of the Union. Well, Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell? Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me. Look, being here is a reminder that folks think what's going on in Congress is political theater. That's not true. If Congress were theater, they'd have thrown out Lauren Boebert a long time ago.
Canceled it. Wow.
Now,
one more here, I think.
To all my friends in the press and Fox News, some of you complain that I don't take enough of your questions. No comment. Of course, the New York Times issued a statement blasting me for, quote, active and effectively avoiding independent journalists. Hey, if that's what it takes to get the New York Times to say I'm active and effective, I'm for it.
He's there.
He's good there. Stuff.
That was a good.
All right. And, you know, Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
He was the host, and he had a few zingers here, too. Let's hear a little bit of Colin Jost. All right.
I'll be honest with you. I don't have a lot of time. I need to get back to New York because I'm juror number 5 on a big trial. Trump's lawyer took one look at me, and he's like, he's got to be on our side. Can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying, all rise? And I would like to point out, it's after 10 p.m. Sleepy Joe is still awake. While Donald Trump has spent the past week falling asleep in court every morning. Though Fox News said he was just being anti-woke. I love, by the way, that Trump's two attacks on President Biden are that he's a senile old man and a criminal mastermind. I'm like, I think you gotta pick one. Also, it's not like Trump himself is young and sharp. I'm not saying both candidates are old, but you know Jimmy Carter is out there thinking, I could maybe win this thing. The Republican candidate for president owes $500 million in fines for bank fraud and is currently spending his days farting himself awake during a porn star hush money trial, and the race is tied? The candidate, who is a famous New York City playboy, took abortion rights away, and the guy who's trying to give you your abortion rights back is an 80-year-old Catholic. How does that make sense?
Doesn't make sense.
I do think that you can do more on the economy, sir. I really do. For example, have you considered eliminating the national debt by shorting Trump stock? And by the way, now that OJ's dead, who is the new frontrunner for Trump's VP?
Oh,
is it Diddy? By the way, I bet if Trump did select Diddy as his running mate, I bet this race would still be tied. This may be the worst time in history to be a print journalist. It is the best time in history to be a courtroom sketch artist. My God, the most famous man on earth is on trial and there's no cameras allowed. Just the artists, their pastels, and their desire to make Trump look as bad as possible.
Yes. Yeah,
every sketch of Trump looks like the Grinch had sex with the Lorax.
There you go. It's true.
And that's, you know, yes. Something Rachel Maddow noticed, too, and she brought it up. You know, he looks really bad at this point.
Well,
you know. Gaunt, you know.
Yeah. Well, the sketch artists are, I mean, they're the only ones that can kind of give a flavor to what is actually happening in there.
Well, you know, we have a comment here in regards to the Supreme Court, and this is something a rocker brought up off the air. Per the conservative justice definition of the president, could perform the official act of detaining all Supreme Court justices indefinitely.
Just detain them?
Yes. Or, well, they could do anything. He could do anything to them.
Oh, yeah. Well, he could have him arrested.
Act.
He could, well, yeah.
And
or just the ones he doesn't like.
Yes. Yeah. Hmm. So he could do anything.
Well, again, we'll talk with Jim Santel about all this tomorrow.
I'm surprised.
When he joins us.
Yeah, I'm surprised Biden didn't bring up the fact that he's got SEAL Team 6 ready.
Ready to go. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. That's going to wrap things up for our first hour here on the John and Gordy Show. But coming up. You know, it was a wild weekend of weather. Brittany Merlot will tell us all about like 100 tornadoes over the weekend in the Midwest. and a superhero showdown.
Yes.
Okay. Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recap the headlines from over the weekend and then three headlines and a lie. My track record's not so good so far. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.